Welcome back to Messy Mac Radio. I'm Miss.
And I'm Lulu.
This is Mac.
Mac Lu. Lulu.
The motherfucking dog.
Mac Lu the Don, whichever one you want to call me. But we was going to start off our show with a paid advertisement. Well, this ain't even no goddamn paid advertisement. We was going to start off our show with a shout out ad to Popeyes.
Missy, you butterfly shrimp.
You speak on the shrimp, because I don't want to speak on it.
Listen, them shrimps was so good. I put one in my mouth and tasted it. Then the second one, I'm like, I know you fucking lie. She like, what's wrong? I'm like, this shit fire than a motherfucker.
Well, so, she got to enjoy hers. I get to my house, get comfortable on the bed, ready to watch cartoons and eat some food. And I open my box and it's some dry chicken strips.
She said, what the fuck?
What the fuck? You know I had to drive back. They had me fucked up. But what's up, y'all? Thank y'all for tuning in to Messy Mac Radio. Like Miss say, but it's radio. She just talked like an old woman or something. But thank y'all for tuning in, listening. Yes, we are back again with the shit, and you know, we just say everything y'all thinking. Y'all be having y'all little combos on the side, but we're gonna put it out there. We gonna serve it hot tea with lemon, baby, every single time. But we just want to thank y'all again, and we can't thank y'all enough for listening, whether you're listening to us in the morning time, whether you're listening to us at night or in the evening. Even if you're on your lunch break, it don't matter. We just thank y'all for listening to us. We really appreciate the love because we know our voice sounds so good over the airwaves right now. So we're going to jump right into it. So I am going to give a shout out once again to Backwoods Cigars. Sweet aromatic cigars. I'm just for life. That's me. I know I had Miss roll up the Fronto leaf and she was talking about it stink. It do stink, but it's natural. Most natural stuff stink. But you know, shout out to Backwoods, all natural leaf wrappers.
And tobacco increases the risk of cancer and heart disease.
Quotes from a medical assistant, you guys. But anyway, we're gonna jump right into it. My mind is telling me no.
But my body
is telling me yes. Why do we always... We said we was not going to start it off with that no more. Okay, let me think of another R. Kelly song. Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, body.
Or we could do... You remind me of my Jeep. I want to ride.
Okay, that's enough. Okay. We going down memory lane and shit. Okay, so R. Kelly. Robert Kelly is now incarcerated, and so what's going on with Kills?
His lawyer is basically trying to get him out, telling that he needs to either have a bail or, you know, be released, because there's no factual proof of the allegations that's being put forth on him, and they're saying they're not going to release because it's new allegations that he has herpes, and ooh, he knowingly and willingly gave it out. However, the lawyer basically said that that's not true, and there's no proof of those allegations.
There's no proof in the pudding for Kills.
So, yeah.
But that big girl said Usher gave her herpes, and she was lying. Had Usher fucked up. You know he from that A-Time. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, people always trying to keep a good nigga down, man. Leave
my
nigga.
Is he a good nigga?
Usher?
Oh, I was talking about R. Kelly.
I'm talking about... We didn't already have this discussion about Kills.
He's a bad nigga.
Bad man. You're a bad man, Kills. They gonna get your ass. Like, I hope you in it. Like I said on the last episode, I hope you find you a bitch in there that's gonna hold you down and ride for you. Cause you gonna need it, nigga. They gonna put you under the jail.
He'll find a bitch in there.
If I was you, I'd hit a CO and try to get put in the hole. You know what I'm saying? When you get back out, hit the nigga again. Just keep going to the hole.
Until your time is up.
Yeah.
Unless they try to hit you with that life, which he'll probably get off on that. He probably ain't going to get
He probably ain't going to get life.
Probably get a few years.
He got to make a step in the name of love 3 for the two-steppers. Shout out to the two-steppers at the Epicurean tonight. It's Thursday. Two-Step Thursday at the Epicurean on 75th and Truth. If you love two-stepping and you know how to two-step, even if you don't know how to two-step and you want to learn, check out the Epicurean on 75th and Truth.
So while we on the topic, we can slide on to the next about
his wife. Well, his ex-wife, Miss Drea Kelly, do anything for clout. They do anything for clout. They do anything for clout.
So what you were saying?
Bitch,
she
watch
was
your mouth. Okay, so you know I'll be watching all the shows or whatever. So she's now on Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta. And she is just on there all willy-nilly as just a new person. But you know, every fucking time she get a confessional, she keeps saying, my ex did this and my ex was doing that. But I'm like, girl, you knew. You probably was in the party going hardy.
She was locked in the closet, girl.
She was locked in the closet when it wasn't her turn.
She was locked in the...
She was locked in the closet. She was with all that. She was with all that shit. Can you pass me that?
I'm done with that. So, yeah. So, what she was saying to Bow Wow on there?
Okay. So, basically, Bow Wow has a do-rag line. I know if y'all been to any beauty supply store, y'all done seen his shit up in the front. He paid extra to get his shit up in the front. But he has his own do-rag line, and he was having a launch party for his do-rags. So, Drea Kelly comes in, and her MO for coming to the party was because she saw Bow Wow going down the same path that her ex went down.
I would be so fucking offended
and
to be
she
Bow
did
Wow.
Not, she did not, she wanted to go extend the olive branch to Bow Wow and just let him know, you know, from him getting in a fight with old girl and she, you know, scratching him up and, you know, all the DV shit, period. So she's like, I'm going to give him some advice and I just don't, you know, I'm just going to show support and blah. Stop using a fucking pedophile for clout, bitch.
Always. And then you keep talking about your husband.
My
like,
ex-husband, my
past.
Ex did this, my ex did that. And it's just like, Bow Wow, immediately when he seen her walking in, he was like, nah, she gotta go. Cause she got too much drama tied to her, the stuff that's going on with her in the news and Kells and won't. So I can understand where Bow Wow is coming from. Like, bitch, you got too much shit tied to you, and I don't want you around me. Like, I ain't even deep in the DV like you and R. Kelly was. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I don't even want to deal with the bullshit like you. But he didn't end up telling her to leave. He was jeffing, throwing his little smart-ass remarks. Because y'all know Bow Wow is a lame for real. He ain't really about that life.
Yeah.
But he was throwing his little remarks and saying little shit. She was catching on. But it was just like, I could understand where he was coming from. Because I'm the type of person, if you got certain shit tied to you or you do certain shit a certain way, I can't fuck with you. I don't want you around me. I don't want you in my presence. I don't want that bullshit spilling over on me. So, yeah, I feel where Bow Wow was coming from. And I'm just tired of her, period. Like, bitch, what are you going to do with yourself?
Yeah, when you keep using his name.
Keep using himself. Like, you know, I mean, keep using his name. Like, she had a whole panel discussion or whatever, I believe a while ago, like a few months back or whatever. And she was the special guest panelist. It was a whole bunch of panelists, you know, young, successful black entrepreneurs. I don't know what the fuck kind of entrepreneur she is, because I ain't never heard her do nor say anything but R. Kelly. Even back in the day when she was on that VH1 show, some wives or some shit, it was because of R. Kelly. And people kept asking her, you know, why would you still mess with him? And you fucking knew, and da 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 da. She trying to play that dumb role, but ain't nobody gonna stay with somebody that they. Number one, you ain't finna lock me in no room, cuz.
At all.
Straight the fuck up. Got me fucked up. Right. You ain't finna lock me in no room, and you out here going all willy nilly with females and little kids and turning females into dudes. And, you know, she was aware.
She really ended up being a widow, but that's just my opinion.
But I'm saying, being that all that was around her and their kids, it was a result of that. I don't care what nobody say. That's why they got a transgender son right now. Because he probably like, shit, my daddy was turning girls into dudes.
Was her daddy?
Yes,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
R. Kelly was taking,
some
of, but she wasn't the only one. It was many girls that he took, like, you gonna be my boy toy. I'm gonna cut all your hair.
I know.
You ain't seen.
I didn't watch them, but shit, was I drunk?
You had to be, because that was memorable. You're taking a female that you supposedly, that was your girlfriend, and you're making this girl cut her hair off, dressed like a boy. You know what I'm saying? Just.
So he's clearly a gay man. He gonna have a good time in jail.
Oh yeah, that's why I said he needs to find him somebody that's gonna hold him down. Cause yeah, like I'm saying, just being exposed to that type of stuff. They have a transgender son, J. Kelly, and he can sing his ass off. You know what I'm saying? Who? Why wouldn't he be able to?
Dance too.
I don't know if
you know his mama can dance.
Oh, that would be like. I mean,
the ultimate package, huh?
It would be, but you know, that would be a win for the LGBT community, because it would be a transgender as fucking R. Kelly son. Well, daughter. Whatever. It doesn't matter. But let's jump into this next topic, because this ties directly into what we are talking about. Y'all know Saved by the Bell used to be that shit. You know, you used to watch it in the morning before you go to school.
We watch Saved by the Bell.
Can't you see that I'm Saved by the Bell? Okay, but anyway, Mario Lopez, y'all know he's been on Saved by the Bell. He was the host of what? America something. He was a host for a major show. But now he is the host of Extra, and he is being dragged and fucking slandered on social media for his thoughts on trans children. He said in a recent interview on the Candace Owens show that he doesn't believe parents should allow their children to self-identify their gender. He labeled children transitioning as a weird trend. And now he's being canceled by social media users for his controversial words. It seems that Candace was on the same page as Mario, using actress Charlize Theron as an example of a parent who let their child identify as trans, as she recently revealed that her adoptive son does not identify as a boy. I am trying to understand this new Hollywood mentality, Candace told Mario, where they just think their children have the mental authority, unquote. Mario chimed in to agree with Candace, saying that while he is in no position to tell someone how to parent their child, quote, I think if you can come from a place of love, you really can't go wrong. But at the same time, my God, if you're 3 years old and you're saying you're feeling a certain way, or you think you're a boy or a girl, whatever the case may be, it's just dangerous as a parent to make this determination. Unquote.
I agree wholeheartedly, because like I said earlier, that's just like my 2-year-old. If she look at me and be like, mama, I want to be a frog, because frog and the princess, and I'd be like, okay, I'm just gonna transition you into being the fucking frog, you know. At 2-year-old, she don't know what she want to be, so for them to automatically start putting these kids on hormones, no, it needs to wait until they're 18. That's my opinion.
They putting on these kids on hormones?
They changing their name, they doing all that. And here's my thing. My fucking thing is this LGBTQ, I have nothing against them, but quit being fucking bullies. People are entitled to their opinion.
Yes.
And it is sick to allow a child to decide if he want to be a boy or a girl.
Right, before they even know gender roles. Like, y'all don't even understand. There are different stages in life. And I'm speaking this, you know, I'm always going to come to you clinically speaking, because I have a degree in psychology. But not saying that to sound cocky, but I'm saying that to spit facts to y'all. Like, you cannot have a 2-year-old tell you, I want to be a girl, because they haven't even reached the stage in development where they even know what a boy or a girl is. They don't reach that stage till they're about between 5 and 8 years old. So if they haven't reached that, you know, you're gonna tell. It's just sad. Like, there are certain stages in life that if you don't go through those stages successfully, you'll be stuck in them forever, your whole life. It's called fixation.
And it's so sad that in today's world, you know, you get slandered and trashed for having your own personal opinion. Should nobody be transitioning their little children into being boys or girls? One of my nephews at a small age said they were a girl. And he loves women. So should we have transitioned him to be a girl because he said he was a girl? Like, no, get out of here with that. And I'm starting to feel like this community are bullies. They jump on people immediately own opinion.
Next to niggas. Niggas been doing it for years, like we was talking about with the Chris Brown thing. Like, he said he liked black bitches with good hair. He could have been talking about Malaysian bundles, Brazilian bundles,
having your hair done, Lulu
type hair, you know. Because I'm busting with the hair over here. So he could have been talking about a bitch like me. Did I ain't getting offended? No, that's just that man's preference.
That's his preference. So that's the thing. People are entitled to their opinion.
Y'all just—it's like can't nobody say. I'm sorry, man. And it's like can't nobody say nothing or do nothing. Like niggas gotta walk on eggshells because y'all want to just cancel people. Y'all canceling that man because he's telling the truth. And a lot of y'all been sitting up here. I was born this way. I was born this way. No, those are not facts, boo. Those are not facts. You can argue me down. I can throw books at you. I can throw facts at you. I can throw philosophy at you. I can throw psychology at you. There's no way that you were born into what you are not. You feel me? Now, if you want to be gay, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with living your truth, being who you are. But when you start to alter your, what is it called? Your biology. Is that what it is? Your biological makeup. Like, you're doing too much, and for it to be a child?
That's the thing that bothers me. I don't care what an adult does.
My thing is, do you want a little boy walking in the bathroom with your daughter while she's using the restroom?
That's another thing. They're trying to make it to where restrooms are like, you know, no gender preference. No. And I'll be damned if it's a man in the bathroom with me. Even if you are dressed as a woman, you got a penis still, you're a man, and you have men's strength. No. No. So, I can't get with it. And then Mario later went back and basically apologized.
Said he was wrong. Insensitive and he was not wrong.
But no, you were not wrong. You spoke how you felt, and that's that. People need to take it and leave it alone and quit trying to tell people how they should think and what they feel. You think the way you think, I think the way I think, and that should be it. You know, these people are becoming bullies. And I'm people because I'm seeing it too many times in the media where it's like, you know, the bully just became the bullies.
Right.
That's what it is. Like, so y'all wanted to be accepted. Now y'all accept it. It's legal. So y'all can get married and everything. Now y'all want to bully people.
Shout out to the weed smokers. You feel me? They ain't legalized weed all the way yet, but it's coming.
Invest in that shit.
Invest. But we not saying that to bash because we don't bash nobody. We just telling you what the facts are, you know. And it's true. That's just like anybody that say something bad about Beyonce. The Beehive is coming.
Or even we're gonna attack Minaj, you. The Barb.
The Barbies. Like,
your head off,
oh my God.
Opinion.
These are y'all Jesuses.
And it's just sad.
Because it's just like y'all letting people lead y'all to the right direction. Y'all mad because that man said a 2-year-old shouldn't be telling you if they're a boy or a girl, and you letting them. Now, I understand as a parent. I'm not a parent. But, you know, I would understand, like, something as simple as Macy saying, Mama, can I dress myself? And she come out looking a hot ass mess, and you let her go because you want her to express herself.
Yeah.
But her telling you, I want to be a little boy. Like, that's some serious shit.
I'm going to remind her that you're a girl.
A beautiful.
And you were born a girl. And that's what she's going to be until she's 18. After that, you can choose to do whatever you want to. I won't judge you. But while I'm raising you, you're going to be what you were born to be. I'm sorry. That's just my opinion. You know, come at me if you want. I don't care.
God and the universe don't make no mistakes. So, just love the person you are. If you don't love the person you are, there's always places that you can go for therapy and learn self-love and self-care. Learn to deal with who you are. And if you're not who you are, learn to be who you are. Just don't try to genetically change yourself. Like, that's just a lie.
And even if they do, don't do that to children.
No,
and learn
children
to take constructive criticism. People are allowed to have their own opinion. We're in the land of the fucking free. Get with it.
Get with it or get lost. Sorry. sorry, but not sorry. We love everybody on Messy Mac Radio, but that did kind of piss me off, you know what I'm saying? Because this man had to retract everything he said and basically bow down to motherfuckers.
Because he felt like, because they were attacking
they
him.
They were attacking
when
him.
You, if you would have read in the comments, a lot of people actually agree with him. It is true. When it comes to children, it's a sensitive subject. But there's no way I'm going to like, oh, my kid, she's five, you know, and she wants to be a boy. No. No.
It ain't having it. So, we ain't having it.
A lot of things people need to learn, but I'm bored with that topic because it could go on and on.
Yeah, it can go on and on, and we don't want to go on and on like Erykah Badu. Shout out to my girl, Erykah B from the D.
Okay.
So you know we about to get ratchet. You know, around this time or sometime during the show, we got to catch y'all up on the shows because we know everybody watch the shows. Everybody's up on what's going on. All the drama for your mama. So get ready to pour that tea. Go ahead, Mess. What are we talking about first?
So we can start off with, I guess, Love & Hip Hop. The reunion. Part 2.
Hold on. Shout out. I got to re-shout out backwards, y'all. Because Missy is a witness, y'all. I got 2 shells in 1. So, I, like, unrolled it, and they were stuck together. So, like, it's 2, when in reality, it's really 4. So, shout out to Backwoods, man. It's always a surprise in every package, man. But anyway.
Okay, so back to Love & Hip Hop. Let's start off with this lady, Pooh. Why is she always pulling shit out? Like, on the show, she pulled out her little sheath.
This her name needs to be panties. Her name needs to be Pooh.
Motherfucker brought, talking about the stains won't come out, bitch. So, you just keep these panties in your ball, because you ready to throw it out. Like, that's how you know they storyline be just, like, her whole storyline was, you know, her husband and fucking somebody. You proud of that? Like, even if he did, you proud of that? Like, you want to be so relevant. And I'm so glad that she got popped. Like, she wasn't about to have it. That bitch was disrespecting women.
And I'm glad KK did it, because KK is her age.
She got her quick. Like, she said, but, I mean, y'all was messing around. Pop, pop. Bitch, she don't play about her kids. She ain't about to talk to you. She ain't about to do none of that. And you ran your mouth about the wrong family. All night she had been fucking with people.
Mm-hmm.
All night.
All season.
Yeah, all season. And it's like, I just... And they'll probably bring her back because Love & Hip Hop is messy.
It's hell.
You know, so they'll probably
bring her back. And I'm really, like, I'm... I need to get in touch with Mona Sky Young. Like, what? I feel like Mona Sky Young probably was one of them bitches that used to get her ass beat all the time because she was so damn messy.
Oh, no.
Like, she's probably one of them bitches that was going back telling what he said and she said and trying to get the storyline and all that. So, that's how you can tell, because it ain't no way that you're making a living off of making black women look as bad as you making us look.
And like, you don't have no shows that way, because they agreeing to do the shit.
They agreeing to do the shit, but it's like one of them things. Like, for example, Moniece. At one point in time, she was on Instagram begging
to be released from her contract.
Trying to get people to sign a petition to get her released from her contract because she said the shit is driving her mentally crazy.
But now she's on multiple
seasons. She's on multiple different, you know, Love & Hip Hops. They told her, bitch, we got you for about 10 years or however many years you just signed on.
But also, Moniece has, like, issues.
But I'm not even just saying her. Look at, okay, Cardi B, she's probably the only for real successful person out of Love & Hip Hop. Because there are successful people that are on there. Like,
that were successful before it.
Yeah, like, still successful, like Rashida.
Yeah.
She's always been successful. But with Rashida, we have seen her build an empire. You know what I'm saying? She started with the music. You know, then she's got the clothes. She's opened up several different stores. Now she has a lounge.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's, you know, somebody
but
that
you mean successful, like how, you know, Jocelyn was trying to build her rap career.
Like, all of them trying to build a rap career. All these bitches be in the damn studio. And we hear 2 songs, and that's only because these bitches be stealing it and got it saved on their phone.
Well, Tokyo got a few songs.
This shit is trash.
I got a few of her songs on my phone.
Nah.
I'll be supporting the women rappers, whether I like the song or not.
It ain't even about liking the song, bitch. I don't like you.
I like Tokyo.
I don't, because she tried to talk shit on my nigga CB. Like, you did that for clout because, bitch, why would you talk about Chris Brown? Like, you really, you a non-motherfucking factor, just like Evelyn said. Even
he
though
was
I don't like that.
He was talking about it, too, though. It was funny.
Yeah, because, bitch, don't come for me unless I send for you. And I'm surprised he didn't go as hard as
but
he usually
goes. But
you
said you didn't like her reporting. You know?
Yeah, I don't. And that's the reason why. Because she always, for example, when they was fighting, you get up all the way from over there just to try to steal on the bitch when you have ample opportunity to. Like, she's one of them run up behind, and she one of them people that she like to talk a lot of shit because she thinks somebody gonna spare her feelings because she fat. Like, yeah, so I know I'm fat. Okay, I'm gonna tell you just how fat you are. Cause it's time to cook your ass. You like to cook?
I like.
I don't.
We're gonna have to agree to disagree.
We can
I
agree
like
to disagree.
She's funny.
She
she's
ain't funny.
Pretty, whether she's
pretty
fat or not.
She pretty.
So.
But she messy. That's one thing.
I don't like Akbar's character.
Oh hell no! I don't really like hers either. She too goddamn rough.
And then like she really
too goddamn rough. And that's one thing. Like ladies. Being tough is cute and all. But when that nigga come out of you, no nigga want to fuck with no nigga.
Like
I don't give a fuck.
She brought the whole hood out.
She's beautiful.
She said something to Chicano. It was like, you looking like a major. And then she was like, let me march. Bitch, is you standing up?
But my thing is, you came in there. I don't care what kind of shoes you had on, but you had tennis shoes on.
Exactly. She came for the beef. And then she was very hostile. And I'm sorry. I kept rewinding it when Chicano was like, I don't fight. If you put your motherfucking hands on me, I will call the police on you. She was being honest. She don't fight. She don't. So, I do think Akbar is a
she
little...
She kind of hot ass fucking mess, too. So. She shouldn't be wanting to fight. She talk a lot of shit. She's in the middle of a lot of shit. See, what I pay attention to is the bitches that got longevity in this shit. That ain't really doing shit. Like, Shekana, you still doing hair out that little ass corner. You ain't still ain't opened up a shop. How many celebrity clients you got? You do Future hair. Why you don't got a shop?
Maybe she'd rather travel.
She ain't really traveling like that. She really not. Like, her whole persona and everything is just saying, like, I'm still out here trying to live off of what, you know, I did with Tiny.
Maybe she booked and busy.
I don't think so, because if you was booked and busy, you wouldn't be on Love & Hip Hop. I ain't seen her do one person here, but the bitch is on Love & Hip Hop.
I don't know.
Tell me one person that she had.
I don't know how I feel about Shekana. I don't know why she even on that
Shekana
show.
Shekana is one of those people that is like, okay, so you know how Atlanta is the new, is the Black Hollywood or whatever. So she's one of them people that probably just got a name in Atlanta or whatever. So they gonna put her on all these damn shows. Yeah. They gonna bounce them around these shows.
Love & Hip Hop is like, what makes, where's the people that make you on Love & Hip Hop just because you a friend? That means shit. That means we could get on Love & Hip Hop.
Right. Because we can go fake be in the studio and fake like we making a song and fake like we working on the album and fake like we having studio sessions. Fuck that. No, none of these people be doing nothing.
Half of them
like,
don't even make it out and do something on their own. But, hey, I mean, at least they getting their residual
But
checks.
My thing is, if you're going to try to... My thing is, don't show your real, real, real self on there until you get the deal.
Now,
until
you know you run Akbar showing her real self. She a hood bitch.
Of course, she can't help herself.
She said she still had bullet fragments in the back of her head. I was just like, wow. Not saying, you know, I don't know what was the circumstances of what happened. But I just know from what I see, and, you know, she a little rough.
Very rough around the edges. She said, shut the fuck up, bitch, before I pop you in your goddamn mouth. Like, damn, is she your child?
Yeah.
And if you really about that life, like you say you is, sir.
She said she unfuckwittable.
Whatever the fuck she thinks she is, she need to tone it down. Bring it down. You at a 10, we need you to come down to a 3. Come down to a 3.
So what you think about this Jasmine shit with Kirk and Rashida? Rashida. Somebody on the internet had the audacity to call Rashida a clown. Talk about you holding this woman more accountable than your husband. So, is she supposed to leave her husband that she's been with for years because he had that baby with someone else? Now, don't get me wrong. I might have left my husband over. That's a lot to deal with. But if she chose not to, this is her man.
Like
she has no ties. She has no ties to this woman. Bitch, I don't want nothing to do with you. I hate your motherfucking ass. You had a baby by my husband. You slept with my husband, bitch. That's what I'm thinking. Don't get me wrong. I hold my husband accountable, but what exactly do they expect? And, you know, Jasmine on the internet talking about how it's all fake and all this bullshit ain't real. And they just, you know, front for the camera, which it might be, but I just don't know what she expect. Like, if you got a problem, put them on child support. I mean, do go the legal way. It just seems like she got pregnant on purpose to be relevant, and she's not as relevant as what she thought she was.
Not at all.
So, that's just my take on it. I just thought it was really ignorant for anyone to call Rashida a clown.
No, Jasmine is the real fucking clown, period. Like, yeah. Kurt, you knew what too. You was doing. Yeah, we know he's the ultimate clown.
He's the circus ringleader. He's the fucking ringleader.
But Jasmine, she's a clown too. You know what I'm saying? What she wanted to do was she thought she was going to slide up in that thing and get in where she fit in. But really, all you got was a wet, which everybody mommy say, you ain't get shit but a wet ass and a baby. That's all you got. And all these little diss songs and shit you was trying to make, and you need to be in contact. Yeah, you need to be in contact, but shit, you got to understand this man had a life before you. He's going to have one after you. And it ain't no point of you bad-mouthing him or his fucking wife. Because as I recall, you was hella scared to step to his wife. You had to go get your teeth done and shit first and get yourself together before you step to a motherfucking queen.
And then she already knew that he was married. Everybody know who Kurt. Yeah. So,
because she looked like a little goddamn A Bug's Life aunt.
Exactly.
When she first got on there walking up to damn Kurt talking about, so you don't remember me.
And Kurt, he tried to play real stupid. He knew exactly who she was. And he deserved everything he get from that situation, in my opinion.
Yeah. But shit, he trying to move forward.
Yep, and that's
what they're trying to do. And if Rashida took him back, you know she took him back.
It's her man. How is she a clown for loving her man? People need to get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Get the fuck on with that shit.
Fuck on with that shit.
Jasmine, go, whatever highway is called, go fucking stand on that motherfucker right now.
I'm going to tell her just go find a man. She don't need to stand on the highway. She got a kid.
That's how she going to find her man.
On the highway?
Kirk at the strip club.
Yeah, sucking dick.
I mean, that's the next step up. Popping that pussy. Basketball Wives. Shout out to my nigga Jackie Christie. That's my fave of all time. Shawnee is starting to really like tiptoe out and show her fucking colors, boo poo.
She's showing that she's really messy. Like, she's very fucking fake. Like, at first
and she really try to be putting bitches in their place. Like, no.
Like, don't check me, boo.
Now, Brandy, I can understand why she put that bitch in her place. Because she was just hella out of pocket.
I didn't like Brandy, and I'm glad she not on there. I did not like Brandy Maxill.
Not at all.
And then, anytime she was disrespecting people, she tried to use the whole thing about her having cancer. And people ain't going to sympathize with you when you're an evil person. And you have wicked ways about you. That's not going to cause no sympathy. And you know what?
I'm glad you said that. I'm going to pause you right there, because let's fast forward how many years later and they just did that shit with Jennifer. Remember, she was doing all this bullshit, starting all this shit, talking all this shit, and she want to cry and say, well, your mother didn't die. So, y'all just cussed the bitch out, and by the end of the time y'all even about to leave, y'all done fucking made up and y'all hugging this bitch.
It's just crazy, man. People can't use those as excuses for their actions. No. Like, I done been through shit and I ain't treated people like trash.
Never.
Like,
and you been through a lot. I've been through a lot too, shit. Like, I've been through a lot, and I'm not finna walk around with no damn chip on my shoulder just destroying other people's lives, because that just ain't what it is. Like, you can't control nobody's life but your own. You can't even control your damn kid's life.
That's true.
You can't, because it's 10 and 11 year olds out here with Snapchats. Hello.
Yeah, I mean, damn, if mine gonna have one. Kids need to be kids.
Kids gotta be kids. And we're gonna jump into our next subject, but we're gonna finish wrapping up on Basketball Wives, because I really wanna touch on
OG.
OG! Triple OG! And I quote, my nigga said, we can go ahead and just get the fade going. You from New York, I'm from LA.
By the way of
Nigeria. So we can go ahead and run this fade and I can just go ahead and make an example out of you and shut you the fuck up. Period.
And this bitch was just acting, it wasn't about you. And I mean, you can take it that way, but a few clips from other scenes show that she said it was about her. Like, bitch, you a pussy.
She literally said, y'all want to know, da 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 da. Like, see, that's what I be saying about.
Clown shit.
That clown
that's
shit.
That's a clown.
That's a clown. You had your clown suit on that day, but when y'all was on the vacation, you was barefaced. Like, did you forget your makeup bag?
And you not directing it, so it's not respected. Like, you saying all this shit behind her back, but are you going to direct it to her? No, because when she addressed you, you play stupid.
I fucks with OG, and she will check a bitch. You and feel me?
All these
quick.
Bandwagon bitches is acting like OG
she
was
been,
the one
she been
the
checking
wrong.
Kristen
what?
Because Kristen doesn't like her because the very first time they met last season, she came for her. Talking about her swimming suit, her house, her man. Where's your man? Like, hold on. Like, she invited you to her birthday party to try to get to know you. You want to come in this bitch with a song.
And to me, it's just bitches be having reasons why they jealous. And it might not be anything about looks. It could be just who you associate yourself with, how you carry yourself. People be mad. And that's what be going on. I'm not with all that BS.
I love people who can check a motherfucker and do it and keep it moving.
Yeah.
Like, you either want these hands or you're going to shut the fuck up. Period.
It was crickets when she
said
that.
Like, you telling her, girl, bye, I wasn't saying that. But you actually did say it and you thought of it as a joke.
Yeah.
One thing you got to understand, you can't say shit around Evelyn and Jennifer. Oh, no. Because one of them going to tell.
And here go Evelyn was, talking about, you talking about business and
they
telling
was,
people this.
They was friends for a reason. You feel me?
You do the
they
same thing.
They one in the
messy.
Same. Exactly. Very, very messy. Like, you telling her she don't got nothing to do with it. But at the end of the day, if she don't want to believe that CeCe had bad intentions, which she probably fucking didn't. It's just they want to start some shit. If her own husband not tripping and he said, yeah, I said it. You know what I'm saying? Why should you be trying to, like, oh, she put batteries in her bag. Now it's CeCe's problem in Malaysia. That's one thing. Okay, Malaysia. That's one thing I don't like about you, honey. You want to try to put the story together, old investigator ass.
Yeah, mind your business.
PI head ass. Like, come on, man. If you ain't got to go to Byron. Go to OG. Go to that. Because, like she said, she will kill you with her bare hands. She plays football every day for a reason.
Exactly.
Shout out to OG. Okay, speaking of our next topic, I had cut Miss off, but she really gonna get in y'all ass, and I'ma actually slide over, cause I feel like she gonna really put some game. Cause sometimes we might, you know, switch it up a little bit. You know, sometimes I might talk a lot. I talk a lot, period. But sometimes she can talk a lot too. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes she can shed light on stuff more than I, because she has a lot of experience. She told me I was babysitting my drink, but mind you, I'm up off of 3 hours of sleep from yesterday.
You'll sleep good off the drink.
I will. But shout out to Ariel Janae, my sister from another mister. But she participated in the Raw Artist Showcase yesterday at the Kansas City Voodoo Lounge at Harris Casino. She had 3 models. She made all their headpieces. Shout out to Fashion Nova for providing their fits. My sis killed it as usual. The best hairdresser in Kansas City, hands down. I'm so proud of her. I just know that she's going to do bigger and better things. She is now in the national, not the city, but the country. If you don't know what national means, she's now in the national network of hairstylists. So let's give it up for Pooh. We love you, Pooh. Can't wait to see you at the goddamn Fool at the Cup Party. Is it Quality Control? Yes, Quality Control Cup Party, G Class Birthday Celebration, Kansas City Mingles, August 31st. Come out, see the barber battle, the cup party, come kick it. And yes, so that was enough little promo. Okay. But I just wanted to shout out Pooh because she did an amazing job. She never ceases to disappoint me. And I just wanted to, you know, let her know that I'm always on your side. She went to Paul Mitchell. Speaking of Paul Mitchell, Miss will be attending Paul Mitchell to pursue her career as a hairdresser.
Yes, September 2019.
Ooh.
Coming soon.
Okay, so let's jump back into our conversation that we were having. Our last topic that we are going to talk about tonight is going to be about how these young little ladies, and we ain't talking about too, but we can even, yeah, we can talk about
talking about young women trying to grow up a little too fast.
Because I was going to say teenagers, but I can't even.
Some of them are younger than
I
that.
I think so, because I seen a 9-year-old with a full set of nails, baby. I'm talking about Swarovski crystals,
yeah,
chrome.
No.
People had a little length on them.
People allow too much with their children. And to me, in today's society, it's too much accepted. Like, these teenagers are wearing body fitting, forming outfits. You know, like, grown women will wear tube tops, crop tops. You know, my niece and nephew go to a school that have a daycare in it. Why does this school have a daycare? So, to me, it's like you're promoting them to get pregnant. It's not making no sense to me. And it's a deep situation because people need to learn to be children. Now, I'm seeing kids with weave down to their ass, Cardi B nails out to, I mean, no offense to Cardi B, but yeah, long nails. Yeah, grown woman. These girls are aspire to be strippers because they see that bag on Instagram, or they want to be vixens. But none of these young girls want to be doctors, lawyers, or anything of that sort. They want to strip and be hoes, and I'm just confused. Like, when I was in high school, I wore graphic tees and jeans. I had my nails done. I ain't going to lie, but they wasn't like inches of nails. I had some hair weave, but it probably was about 12 inches. These, like, girls want bundles, baby, down to their ass. Then I can't get with it. I can't get with it. You want to be grown so bad, baby, but when that grown life hits you, it's going to hit you. Skirt! You're going to wish you was a kid again. Just be a child.
Please be a child. Please be a child. Please enjoy your childhood. Because if you don't want to subdue to that and surrender to that childhood, a nigga going to come take you.
Exactly.
And it ain't even gotta be sex-wise. You know what I'm saying?
Just
a nigga can come
mentally,
fuck with your mind.
Your mental.
And it's just like, your mind is just so much like, I do not remember ever looking on the TV and seeing no bitches talking about fuck these niggas, get money, like, not broadcasted. Yes, it would be explicit content sticker on here.
Hot girl summer.
You know what I'm saying? Just promoting it. And then it's just like, it's just sad because, like, where's the foundation? No, who the fuck gonna tell them how to be a real woman?
And then they don't even want to listen because they think they know everything.
Who gonna show them how to be a real woman? Because it's like, you want to be a woman too fast.
Yeah, you want to grow up too fast.
Even when I was 18, I was still a kid.
Yep. Shit, I was a kid longer than that. I mean,
no,
I did grown up things.
I was still moved out,
yeah.
But I still was a kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, I look back now, like, you know, you transition and you move to different houses and you have different people that you live with. And I don't know about you, but I just think about to when I moved to my very first apartment. Nigga didn't have shit but clothes and shoes.
I had furniture, but it was shit.
Mess.
That was,
you
like,
remember
donated.
In my apartment in Raytown, what I had? Lawn furniture.
Yeah.
In the living room.
We were sitting on the floor.
We were sitting on the floor burning candles and smoking weed.
See, I had donations from, like, you know, thrift store.
I didn't
furniture,
know about all that, but a nigga did have a closet full of clothes and shoes, purses, everything to stay fresh.
But not
in a refrigerator full of food. No fucking furniture. I had a bed. Didn't even have a dresser, had a TV.
And see, that's the moral.
But it was just
to
me trying to hurry up and be like, I'm at my mama's house.
Yeah, and see,
you
that's
know, I'm living on my own. You was over there, nigga.
And nowadays, these children are like that. But also, I'm trying to raise my children to know that materialistic things are everything. I noticed you said you had a closet full of clothes but didn't have no furniture.
Mm-hmm. But that's I didn't know. You feel me? I was still, that's what I said, I was still a kid.
Yeah, you were still a kid. Like,
but now, look at my house.
Fully furnished. This motherfucker
fully furnished, about to get painted.
But you're a grown woman, and that's why these kids need to stay at a child's place.
You think I'm playing? Nigga, I just came from Walmart. I got a whole bag full of t-shirts.
See,
that's two motherfucking dollars. Shout out to Walmart. $2 tank tops. Close out your summer with some nice tank tops. When it gets cold, you can wear them under your hoodies. You can wear them with a cardigan. It doesn't matter. Shop Walmart. $2 t-shirts. But everybody want to go splash that money. Splurge that money.
I can look good in whatever. Family Dollar, Walmart, Fashion Nova, Old Navy, Dollar General.
Dollar General?
If I walk by, Family Dollar literally be having, like, the one by my house have clothes when you walk in. Mm-hmm. I done bought my scrubs from there. I done bought shirts from there. And, you know, I might put it with some Guess jeans or something, but still, it don't make no difference to me. But these kids nowadays are labor whores. Like, you know, they get a little $400 check. They spending $250 on some shoes.
I'm taking 40 to the thrift store on Sunday when it's 50% off.
Telling
and
you.
And I'm cleaning the fuck up. If because they knew you get better, fooled. They would do better. You know what I'm saying? You don't prioritize things. Like, I get excited about shit like a fucking sale at Price Chopper. Remember I was telling you earlier, like, damn, age. We missed the sale at Price Chopper.
And it comes with age. And don't get me wrong, I didn't know everything when I was that age. I wanted to be grown, but at the same time, I still acted and appeared as a child.
Of course.
I had my graphic tees.
That's what
my
I'm
motherfucking
saying.
Jeans, my motherfucking tennis shoes. These girls are walking around with motherfucking pump stilettos. Mm-hmm. You know, they nails trying to be bad bitches. Filling half day classes. Busting it open looking stupid.
It's hell.
And gonna look back and look, you wanted to be grown so bad. By the time you 30, you a bust down.
It don't matter because what they're seeing is ways to appeal and bring attention. You know what I'm saying? To themselves, but it's not in a positive way. Like, for example, your niece want to get that long ass hair. She got a fat ass booty. That's... Let me get some hair down to my ass.
And I'll like, be damn over my like dead body. Of, you're not getting no 26 like inches. Girl, nothing. I don't period, give a fuck.
Period, poo. I'm giving some fucking hair down
so,
to my ass.
Then the motherfucker gonna text me talking about, well, what about 22, 24? I didn't even acknowledge it. Girl, you better not bring it up again. I don't play that. I don't even let my five-year-old ask me why. Don't ask me why, because if I fucking said no, that's what I said. We leaving it at that. I was raised old school. My mama had me at 33 years old, and you don't let these kids be grown.
Not at all.
Even if they hard-headed, you redirect they ass quick.
And a lot of times as a kid, I didn't understand why my mama would do some of the things she did or said. But as an adult, I fully fucking understand.
Yep,
like,
too.
For example, it was hella niggas that lived on our block selling drugs. And if I had some shorts on, she'd be like, come in the house, put some pants on before you walk down there by all them niggas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking she just saying it, but she's really, you know, as I started to get older, I'd be like, y'all niggas is nasty.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'm literally like 11. I ain't even shaped up or nothing. Just, I didn't start getting my shape till shit like middle school, but I was still fat.
See, I was early with shape. I had
full titties in 6th grade. I've never had an ass.
Girl,
ass is coming in. Shout out to my squat plan.
Girl, I had titties in 3rd grade. Like, I had a full
rack. You had titties in 3rd grade?
Yes, and I had a full rack by the time I was in 5th grade.
Damn.
Like, you know, and I'm not saying that I wasn't, you know, like a fast young girl as in trying to talk to boys. I'm saying as in be a kid not trying to look like a grown-ass woman, not trying to live a grown lifestyle.
I think the only thing grown that I just had to do that my mama just did not like was wearing lip gloss and lip liner.
My mama didn't care about lip gloss. I think what
she
I did
not
was
like
lie
me doing
about
that,
my age.
And I understand why now because, and I have her lips as well. We have some juicy, like, very luscious lips, and it brings attention. Like, you're a child. You shouldn't be.
Walk
but
around with lip gloss.
Lip gloss, I can say it, but it was the lip liner that I was probably doing too much.
I couldn't even wear makeup to high school. And
I don't know.
I
didn't want to wear makeup.
And once I got
I
to high school,
probably,
I tried
what
it.
What did I do? I think the only thing I ever wore in high school was mascara.
and lip gloss. That was it. Freshman year, I tried it. I had a whole thing of makeup, what? And it looked horrible, so I stopped. I stopped, you know, so, yep, I mean, people just need to do better.
They do.
And that's
like, it ain't even about me trying to tell you what to do. It's about me knowing and living and knowing that when you walk out into this world, what this world is going to perceive of you.
Yeah.
It's not me. I'm not even trying to protect you. I'm just trying to put you up on game. Like, yep. You can't do that.
I'm trying to protect mine. Mm-hmm. And but you can't protect nothing that don't want to listen, that want to break off and do whatever. And that's when, you know, the hard head make a soft ass type of thing. Where you going to have to learn from your mistakes. Some people just got to bump their head and they're going to come back like you was right. And that's just what it is.
Well, you know, if you have a young lady that's around you in your life, just make sure you always motivating her, making sure you telling her she's going to be successful. Don't call her ugly. Don't call her out her name. Just make sure if she's around you and y'all have a positive relationship or you have any influence, just make sure you always uplift her, because those are some of the reasons that these young girls are straying away and becoming lost, because they don't have nobody motivating them nor guiding them. So if you do have a young lady in your life, shit, even if it's a little girl, just uplift them and tell them that they beautiful and just let them know that they just special and they gonna be great. It definitely takes a village.
Takes a village.
But okay, so we're gonna start, you know, ending the show with, like, little fun facts and things of that nature. So, right before the quiet storm is going to begin, because we're almost done here.
I need that money. I'm sorry. I don't know why that was in my mind.
Smelling boosts your immune system. Yeah, you need to start smelling, because you always got a headache, stomach, just walk around smelling.
Funny thing is, I smell a lot.
Smelling lowers your blood pressure. Even if you're doing them little fake smells, you need to do something. Smelling makes us feel good. Smelling makes you look younger. And makes you look more attractive and more youthful. Smelling makes you seem successful. So if you broke, nigga, smile still, nigga.
Smile, bitch.
Smiling helps you stay positive. Life is good. Stay away from depression, stress, and worry by just simply smiling. So next up is the quiet storm. Still waiting on that new Rick Ross. We're going to start it off with some Ella Mai and switch it over to some Anita Baker. We thank y'all for listening. Thank you for tuning in, whether you're listening to us on your morning commute or your lunch break, or if you're getting off work, or if you're just at home listening to our podcast. We appreciate every single minute of your time. Is there anything you would like to tell these people, Miss, before we get off?
Peace, love, and chicken grease.
Missy Mac Radio. We out this motherfucker.